There.
Hey, good afternoon. It's Rob.
Hey, Rob. How you doing?
Hello there.
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Doing well. Sunshine here. Yeah. Finally, after a few days of no sun, it feels good to see
you. Got some sun. We had our Thanksgiving lunch here at the office today, so we're so full we can't talk. And and Madeline will be joining. Huh?
I know. I've been doing the same thing.
And Madeline is going to join us in just a few minutes. She was putting out a fire, so she's going to be in a few minutes, and I'm going to have to ask your indulgence. I need to leave at 3:30. We're my wife and I are helping out with some babysitting with some sick babies, so grandchildren. So I'm going to leave and take the next shift. So if that's okay with you. Okay,
yep.
Good.
I was doing that this weekend.
Oh, there you go. We're going to do it again this weekend. I hope that Jason won't be sick. Okay, we got, and again, I don't want to take the lead, but we got four things to report to you.
Excellent.
It's our last call. Report number one, we've started putting it, and again, you know, you helped us with that, with the flow chart thing. We'll get to that in just a few minutes. You know, the pipeline is what I called it. And you,
right.
I think you had it, yeah, pipeline thing. But we started, thanks to Yvette, saying, you know what, let's keep score on this thing.
That's great.
Yeah, well, keeping score on the number of clients, accounts that we jettison, you know, rather than, I mean, to see the progress, it really helps out a lot. So just since our last call, we've jettisoned, and I know you got to think, oh, that's nothing. But for us, it's pretty good.
Actually, it's not just since the last call.
No, it wasn't?
It's been all year.
No way.
All year.
Okay. Never mind. That really stinks. I thought it was just since the last call. Okay. Well, we're keeping score, and we got a goal in mind, and I've got a new, brand new list of clients that are assigned to me to call. The last couple of jettisoning conversations have gone real well. So just like you said, and not that we would argue with you anyway, each conversation gets easier. Each conversation gets, shorter. And each conversation ends with positive all the way around, I think, or at least the ones that we've done. So it was just dragging myself, kicking and screaming into this new venture, but we're moving right along on that.
Good.
The next thing, now this has been since our last call. We had our client event on cybersecurity. This was the week we had the call with you, and then the very next week we had the cybersecurity event. And it was a former FBI agent that the nationwide annuity guy brought in. We would have enjoyed a little bit more attendance, but the quality of folks that were there were real good, and we've got a lot of good feedback on it, and even some opportunities for folks to use the voice activation, things like that that Morgan Stanley has, that are security related.
Yep.
And that, you know, I think early on one of the things that you referred to was building up the trust. I'm not even looking at Yvette when I say this, but I feel like a lot of those people that left felt like, okay, you know, that's some more goodwill, which is what we've got to do with our best clients to get them to continue sending us referrals. Is that fair? Was I right?
Yeah.
Okay. We agree on that. The other thing was you'd ask us to check into what we would think about would be our business development budget for next year.
Yeah.
And what we did was by the end of the year, we will have spent $13,000 on, business development, for lack of a better term. That would be things that, like for instance, we had to kick in some money on the client event. We've done it with, other things that we've had to do during the year, and we'll also do it with with client gifts at the end of the year. We've been doing that over the years with our best clients. And, our question to you would be, how do we determine whether that's not enough money or how much should we do? It's a real funny thing. What we've been doing is using up all that we get from Morgan Stanley, and then, of course, during the year we have to kick in ourselves. But we've just never looked at it as a budget standpoint.
What's your total budget, including what Morgan Stanley puts in?
We've just used the $13,000 that Morgan Stanley has put in.
Okay. So what percentage of your revenue is that?
You do the math, $2.3 million. 13 is infinitesimal.
You do the math. Tell me what percentage that is.
God, I can't. Let's see. 13,000 divided into 2.300000. Golly, 5 one-hundredths of 1%.
What?
Isn't that right? Hold on a minute. 5 one-hundredths of 1%. Or 5 tenths.
1%. Hold on, Rob. Sorry, you know, I don't do well with this.
What do you think?
Should we do it on our gross revenue or our net revenue?
Well, that's a good question. Should we do it on our gross revenue or our net revenue?
Should do it on your gross.
That's what I just did.
Then.
Yep. Five one-hundredths of 1%, or we were all laughing at each other. I think that's right. Now, she's got one of these really good calculators, but this is just the Hartford that I have on my desk, but that's what I think.
And what would 1% be of that?
$23,000, right?
Right. Now, what did you spend, did you say, of the $13,000 out of your pocket?
Oh, probably, huh?
Of our pocket, we didn't spend anything.
Yeah, we had to spend some. Yeah, it came out of mine for the. Hold on just a second. Out of the, probably 2,000? Yeah. Yeah. 2 or 3. 2 to 3,000 more than the 13.
Okay.
Out of our pocket.
So, So what does Elizabeth Warren want? 2%, 2 cents of every dollar?
Yeah. Or 2 cents of every dollar, or is it 20 cents of every dollar?
No, it's 2 cents of every dollar. She wants
2%.
She wants 2% of your money. So why don't we give 2% to marketing?
Okay, hold on.
We'll call it our Elizabeth Warren donation. Okay.
Okay, that's a lot, but all right. At least that gives us a target. I'm sorry, I'm talking so loud. 46,000.
Right.
And that 46 would be what Morgan Stanley gives us, and then what we do above that, which means we need to kick in 30 something. Okay.
But what are we going to spend it on?
Yeah.
We have to do another event.
That's what we want. That's what else we want you to help us with. Okay, if we're earmarking this money over to do that, and based on what you know about our practice so far, what do we spend that money on?
Well, if you decided I want to go independent next year, so I'm going to put up my own shingle in the community. And I need to get my name around. What am I going to do to get my name around and my new brand? What would you do in order to do that?
Enter, not smart alecky, but enter into a major league marketing campaign. I mean, you know, we're on LinkedIn now. We would have to expand that. we'd probably have to do some magazine advertising in Charleston. Because the newspaper in Charleston, it doesn't work. But you can have these real high-class magazines, you know, that sit in dental offices and in rich people's houses. And we could do something in that. Help me, what
now,
else?
Let me ask you, okay, what else?
Lawyers?
Can't do TV commercials.
Why?
This is not the right term, but it's what comes to mind, intimate gatherings with specific clients. Like
we did that last year.
Wine tasting. Something like that.
The thing is, we get the same people every time.
Yeah.
And nothing really comes out of it.
Yep, this is a good point.
Like we asked them to.
I don't know if you heard that.
Sorry.
We usually get the same people every time to do these with us. And what was your second
thing?
They
don't bring prospects.
And they won't, even if we ask them, they won't bring prospects. I mean, we're not trying to poo-poo this, just to let you know that...
It's just that we have tried it.
Yeah, we're not as enthusiastic because we've tried it, and it's kind of like, oh, same crowd gets there. They love seeing us, and we love visiting.
Like the parties.
Yes, but it's kind of like a pointless exercise other than just getting with people.
Okay, so let's do some things that are different, right, but effective, but might cost money. Okay, so we have a budget. Now we can actually do some things. So you're in Charleston, which is beautiful, right?
Yep.
And you have opportunities to entertain that are beautiful. So, all right. So here's what you want to do. You want to, you've got to make a splash in terms of your commitment to the community. It can't be give 100 here, give 100 there, give 1,000 here, give 1,000 there. Means nothing. You need to do something that's going to make an impact on some organization that a magazine would write an article about.
Yep.
Okay?
Gotcha.
Now, you need to figure that out.
Typically, it would be like a charitable local organization, correct?
Correct. So you're changing the lives of some people in your community that without you, it wouldn't be as good.
All right, let me ask you this. I am no way, shape, or form disagreeing that that's not a good idea, but let me throw out one, and the three of us have not talked about this either, because it hadn't come up before. But one of my friends who works with Raymond James, what's her name? Very close friend, Carolyn. Very close friend of mine. Carolyn is in a partnership with her daughter and two other people. And I've known Carolyn for 30-something years. And she's, like I said, with Raymond James. And to be perfectly honest with you, Raymond James has a little bit more flexibility with what they can do, because she and I have talked about that. And but she did a harbor cruise on one of those boats, and invited her best clients, and had hors d'oeuvres and cocktails and a small little band on the boat. And she told me that, now how you enforce this, I don't know, but the people that she asked, the price of admission was, you've got to bring a friend. And they made it where you got to bring a friend, because we want y'all to have a good time. It wasn't a product pitch. It was an opportunity, and she said that, I've seen pictures, it was a pile of people there, but she said everybody I mean, she didn't, I don't know, 100% of the people did it, but she said folks brought people because they knew it was going to be a fun event, and it was not product-related. And see, I think,
sure.
And again, I'm not making excuses, but I think we are limited calling it a fun event. So she called it a client event, and we couldn't call it.
All right, so here's what I want. Here's stop thinking about what you can't do.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
All right, because that's called, I mean, that's limiting your thinking, and you don't want to limit your thinking. All right, so you can do a million things in your community because your community is like no other. I mean, they're all the same, and they're all and yours is different. It's the same and different, right? So every community has got charitable organizations that have fundraisers that you can be a big shot at if you decide you want to be. Okay?
Okay.
So that's something that you should do now and forever. You should be a big shot in the community in terms of giving money and buying tables and just being part of the social community. That's where all the money is, and that's where the people go, and that's who runs the city. So you need to become part of that. And it's fun. I mean, it's fun. You can.
Yeah, I mean, because we've all been to some of those things, and they are fun. So it's
right, right. You know, you got to get on the board. You got to be on the boards, and you got to become president of the organizations. Okay, so you can't just go, and you can't just buy tables. You got to join, become, you know, head of the finance committee, head of the development committee, raise money, run the ball. And then be president and do that. That's, you know, that's part of chapter whatever, 6
yep.
in my book. Okay? So, and that costs money. You could spend this budget on that. And that would probably be a good use of the money. But I don't think you need to. I think most organizations you can get away with probably spending $10,000 in each. And, you know, if you and your wife's on a board or your wife just helps you, it's great. Marcia ran the opera ball. I was the president and we owned the city that way. You know, so it's not hard. You can do it. So I was always on one arts organization and one charitable organization. And she, you know, here in this community, she's on, you know, with the women's club and the fundraisers, and I'm on the Island School Board. And I mean, that's where the money is. You know, I'm on the foundation board. The people are, you know, 100 millionaires, billionaires. You know, it's crazy. And they give their time and effort to managing $8 million, sort of silly, but it's a nice thing. But if you want those people to be your clients, you've got to be part of their community. You've got to be part of what they do. And you've got a great town, and how much fun would that be? I mean, to me, these will be really nice people and great. You've been a member of the community a long time. You're not going to be strangers to you. You're going to know them. You may not be friends with them, but you'll know them, and it won't hurt you to be friends.
Yep.
Okay? So that's one thing.
Right.
That whole thing. That's a great – that could use all the money. Now, what I mentioned was the Slick magazines that are in the doctor's offices, if you're a woman, you can get an article written about you because you're a very successful woman. You're not a woman, okay? So they're not going to write an article about you. So you've got to do something that makes them want to write an article about you.
What
so
about
you've
us
got,
as a team? Excuse me, Rob. Yeah. What about us as a team? I mean, we do have two women on board. They wouldn't pay attention to the...
They
in other
would,
words,
that would be,
the guy's
got to
be
okay.
out of it.
That would be okay if you did something unique, like you got to do something that is unique.
Okay.
And so they're going to write about you as a community leader, you as a person that's helping these poor children, you know, you as a person that's, you know, adopting children. I don't know, something special, you know.
Yeah.
So you got to figure that out. But it isn't the ad in the magazine that matters. You buy the ad so they'll write an article. The article then is what follows you around on Google. So every time somebody Googles your name, up comes this ad with you and your team standing there in front of a pretty picture, a building or sunset or something, and they write about nice things about what you do in the community. And so everybody goes, oh, this is a good guy. This is a good team.
Okay.
All right.
Carolyn's done that too.
Who's been the master of that? Is that Kathy?
Yep.
Kathy,
yep.
Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. We're just recognizing the other people that we know who have done that.
Yeah.
Kathy Landing.
Yeah, Landing.
Yep. But none of us are going to run for public office. That's what we're just talking about. Somebody's running for Congress. And she's also
she got onto the board of the valet thing.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah,
that's right. Okay.
City
but no, you're not wrong. We're just talking about people. I'm sorry, Rob, that we know in the community that have done this kind of.
Yeah, that's kind of what you're doing, though. You want to act like you're running for mayor.
Okay.
So you got to kiss a lot of babies and have some cocktail parties and meet people and run for mayor and fundraise. So you're fundraising. You're just doing it for your practice. That's all.
Yeah.
So here's the that's two ideas. The third idea that I think is really good and nobody does is you become an organizer for other business people. All right. Everybody in the community struggles with marketing like you are. So they don't know how to do it. They don't do it. They do it poorly. They don't know what they're doing. CPAs, attorneys and others, they run ads, they do this, but they don't really do a good job. Okay, unless they're maybe an ambulance chaser. But so what do? You create the golden Rolodex, right? The enthusiastically endorsed professionals in your community that are the best of the best. And then you brand them in a subtle way. And then you bring them together and you celebrate them. So we talked about the pipeline tool, right? And
right.
At the end of the pipeline tool, we're ambassadors. And ambassadors are people that brought you an introduction within the calendar year. And you take them out on a dinner cruise with their spouses and you buy them dinner.
Yep.
And you have the best time ever.
Yep.
And I don't care if it's two couples, because those are the two people that brought you introductions this year, but you start it there and you build it up until it's 30 couples. Because guess what? If someone brings you an introduction that meets your minimum, your target minimum, you can pay for their dinner.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, so what we need to do, or what you're suggesting, is be more social. Let me see it another way. Be more social with our business. Is that fair to say?
Yes. You blur the lines completely between Your friends become your clients become your friends. People say, well, I don't want to have any friends, it's clients. I'd be like, I wouldn't have had any clients. Because all my clients were my friends, and my friends were my clients. I wasn't afraid of having, I'm not selling heroin.
Gotcha.
Who can better protect them than me?
Well,
that's it's like saying I'm going to be a warrior. I'm going to protect the country, but none of my citizens trust me enough. So I'll protect the Antarctic, or I'll protect Iceland, because I don't want nobody trusts me to protect them. You know, it's crazy thinking.
Yeah. And you couldn't hear her say this, but Yvette, I mean, that's exactly how Yvette started. I mean, the vast majority of the folks in our books that belonged to Yvette before we threw things together were her friends. In fact, this morning, she had friends that came in for a meeting. So, you know, I guess I have gotten away from that myself, but we need to incorporate that with the way our thinking is. To be more social with the business.
Right. Now think about these centers of influence, CPAs, attorneys, estate planning attorneys, and just, it's 5 years from now, and these people are some of your best friends, right? You get together many times a year, but at least once a year, you buy them all dinner and have a nice evening cruise, and they love it because they bring you an introduction that's worth $30,000 every year. A $3 million introduction every year. Now, how's your life? Your life is awesome. And how's their life? Great, because you're bringing them $3 million introductions. So you're networking throughout. Now, you've got to have people that you trust. You can't have people, well, I'm not going to use this guy because he's too expensive, or he's really good, but he's too expensive. You got to have people that are the right price and do the right job, and you can wholeheartedly endorse them. And they can't be jerks, and you're not going to refer them to any jerks.
He enthusiastically endorsed people.
Correct. You got to really embrace it. You got to build it, embrace it, love it. And remember, you have three CPAs, one that you meet monthly, another you meet quarterly, and the other one you meet semi-annually. One's up at bat, one's on deck, one's in the dugout. So you have a nice team. Now, you can do this together as a group. You don't have to have your own. It's better if you have your own, but you don't need to have your own. You could have one for, you know, three for the whole team. And you guys split up the duties of meeting with them.
Okay. My mind is swirling here. Yep.
See, the money is the least important thing that we've discussed. You spend $50,000 and you increase your revenues by 30%. What do you care?
Yep. You got to spend money to make money.
Well, you don't have to. You can waste money, but these are good ideas that require a little bit of oil.
Yep. Rob, I hate to do this. I'm going to have to leave.
Yeah, but it's
you
got to
go.
Good things to talk about.
Absolutely.
Things about and talk about.
This was great because all I did was my mind just whirled and whirled and whirled. I hate to be copycats on what other people have done, but if it's worked, it's worked. And,
right.
And we do live in a community where we've got all of the access to all of these things we can do and do more of. And
you'll have fun. You'll have a blast doing this stuff. It's really fun. These are great people, and they'll make great friends, and you'll leave a legacy that you'll be so proud of, because you'll be a community father. You know, it's a nice thing.
All right, I'm going to cut you off. Okay. We appreciate it. And by the way, it sounds like you still got that cold that you had last time we talked to you.
Well, I have what we call chronic lymphocytic lymphoma, which is a problem that manifests itself in constantly having infection in my sinuses.
Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. Jeez.
No, it's not a problem. It's just, it's kind of like baby cancer, you know? I've got it under control. I've had it for 9 years, and it's okay. I just sound funny sometimes because I constantly wear a cold where you wear, you know, shoes.
All right, listen, thanks. We'll talk to you next month.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.